right, injury report update. Tracy Porter did not participate, concussion. Ryan Clady was full shoulder. Jim Leonard was full thigh. Trenton Holiday was full ankle. Chris Cooper was full ankle. Mike Adams was full knee. Matt Willis was full knee. Orlando Franklin was full knee. Any questions?
Coach, coaching is such a small fraternity, and I know you crossed paths with Harbaugh for a minute back in the day, but
yep.
Is it kind of fun in this playoff situation to match wits with a guy that you knew back when?
Yeah, I mean, it's just what you sign up for. It's what you like. You know, I'm sure that's why I coach with John's dad, Jack, and know the family real well. We go way back. And, you stay in this long enough, you're definitely going to cross paths again. So, it's a competitive business and for competitive people. And, you always look forward to that competition.
I was listening to some tape from Harbaugh and Ray Lewis saying, the Broncos are the best team in football, et cetera, and on and on and on. When you hear that kind of thing, what's your reaction?
Well, I think, it's all words, and at the end of the day, it's going to be settled between those lines. And, that's no different whether it's week one or week 21. So it's, that's the nature of the game. And, they're a very, very good football team. They play well in all three phases. And, we had a tough game with them there. And, I'm sure they've got some guys healthy, and we'll see what that brings.
Have you tried to use the technique in the past of killing a team with kindness?
I use it regularly, yes.
With all the kind of uproar that's happened in Washington this week with how the RG3 thing was handled, will it change the way that you deal with players' injuries during games? Kind of what's your way you handle
At the end of the day, you got to go with your gut. I deal with the trainer. I don't deal directly with doctors, not being critical of anybody else or anything. Typically our trainer comes to me. Everybody's got, basically a work mode they're in as it relates to injuries. And when Greek comes to me and tells me they're looking at this guy or looking at that guy, or they take this guy in or, whatever, he just informs us. And then as a staff, we make the adjustments and go from there. Sometimes they come back, sometimes they don't.
Coach, you said seed doesn't matter, the weather doesn't matter, but when those fans get going, it can make a difference. You get the chance to play it. This game here in Denver, how much?
Well, if you're asking me where I'd rather play, home or away, I'd rather be at home. I think famous movie said, no place like home, and it's real. And our fans are great. They've been great all season. I think that's affected our record. It does, bring the emotion to the guys, and expect it'll be a pretty emotional play Saturday.
John, you brought in a bunch of guys who are in their 30s this mm-hmm. year. What's the value this time of year to having guys that are age?
Well, many of those guys have been there, have been in the playoff season. They understand, what's at stake, how to prepare for it. They've been great all season long. We're really not changing anything. We've just kind of changed seasons from the regular season to the playoff season. We're still approaching it the same way we have all year. Those guys do a great job of, carrying that message in that locker room. And, and they've also been very good players on the field for us.
Did you have to manage them any differently to make sure their bodies are ready?
Yeah, you always do. It's all part of it. Whether you're talking about Champ Bailey, or Peyton, or Keith Brooking, or Danny Copen, guys that are been in the league for a while, you do treat them differently.
John, are you happy with the intensity, the focus, not just the last 2 days, but even going back to last week?
We've prepared very hard all season. Like I said, it's not anything new for us. We've been, getting ready for the Super Bowl all season, and so it'll be no different this week.
John, the fact that you've played Baltimore recently, how much of an advantage is there, or is there one?
Not really. That question's been asked multiple times this week. What happened last game doesn't have anything to do with this game. And, we get used to that with division opponents. I've been involved where we played a team 1 year three times. So, each game's different. They take on their own personality, and, that's not going to change.
Since this is the day of the first official injury report with Clady's shoulder, is that something that set in the KC game, or is it something longer term than that? Or?
It's something that it'll be something.
So what do you think of Cooper getting that block coverage award?
I think it's great. He's been through a lot. He's a tough-minded, tough guy. I think that's why he was voted captain by his teammates. We're really happy to get him back, and You know, it's a great honor, really. There's been a lot of guys they vote for, per team every year. And he's been through a lot, and it takes a tough-minded guy to get through it.